lot of excitement, and there's a lot of different people coming in from various political parties, and they're all feeding me lots of different bits of information and keeping us up to date about what's happening just down the road in Norton Street.
So a few of the scrutineers from both parties are coming in?
Absolutely, yes. Keeping caffeine supplied to a few of the Australian Electoral Commission people. And obviously at lunchtime, we haven't been busier, I don't think.
Any conflict happening in the cafe? Any of the Cathy McGowan supporters and Sophie Mirabella supporters clashing? Or
no, it's in the cafe. We have a really congenial atmosphere. There's lots of discussion going on. Not much looking at mobile phones, which is really nice to have a reasonably electronic-free environment. So lots of discussions.
So you're not having to make separate lines for supporters of the different parties?
No, not at all. Everyone's very well behaved. I think they're all very well cafe trained, actually.
No orange cups and no blue cups that having to separate the coffee?
No. I think people know that to keep the cafe environment reasonably apolitical, which is great.
Are you getting any particular feeling from either camp that anyone particularly confident or feeling a bit down about it?
I guess Cathy McGowan has won because of what she's achieved so far in the election. So the result, in a way, is immaterial. And that's the feeling that the Cathy McGowan supporters have. I think the Liberal Sophie Mirabella supporters are remaining optimistic that she might be able to get up. So we'll wait and see who wins.
In future elections, you'd be hoping for more recounts like this, so it's good for business?
Yes, absolutely. We were very surprised with the amount of pre-voting that was occurring down the road in Norton Street, and it was really nice that people were coming in from various parts of Indi and pre-voting and actually enjoying the little space we have down here at Cafe Derailleur for coffee or for lunch. Definitely looking forward to it next election.